news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
I can depend on that guy to say the name of the show right. I can depend on that guy to say the name of the station correctly. I'm still struggling with all of that, but Dalton is here, and he will see me through.
We'll make it.
It's day one, man. How are we doing so far?
I think we're doing pretty good. I'd give us, on your standard report card,
yeah,
I'd say we're strolling around right at a B-plus right now.
Okay. You should have seen my standard report cards in the day. One time, I was so dismayed by the results of the report card that I flushed the report card, thinking that who would know?
Right.
Down the commode, and little did I know, it bobbed its way back to the top. And eventually, it was, I guess, somewhat sanitized and then read by my parents, who saw why I flushed it. But anyway, those report cards were tough on me. Radio's a whole lot more fun for me, and that's one of the reasons that we're both in this business, and that's one of the reasons that we have put this show together. Probably the biggest reason is Sean Sullivan himself, who works really hard to make this whole station go, and that's what we want to make sure that everybody's aware that this was Sean's decision,
yes,
to bring me in and put us together, and we haven't banished him anywhere. It's just to give him a break.
Yeah, and I'll say it because, Dan, I don't know if you would say it, but we're talking about a Mobile radio legend right here, and Dan Brennan, and now you got Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig, and how about the moves this station has made over the last month and a half?
Amazing.
8 straight hours of local live talk beginning at 6 a.m. every morning. So you have us, Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig, from 6 to 9 a.m. The Jeff Poor Show, which is entering week 4 now, from 9 a.m. until noon. And then, yes, Sean Sullivan, he's still in the building. Maybe not right now. This is the latest he's ever had to come in for his show, but he will be live for Midday Mobile beginning at noon today. So this was signed off with Sean's blessing. This was all in the cards. This is exactly what he wanted. And it wears on a man to do 5 hours of live local talk every single day. Now, Sean back down to 2 hours, and, you know, he has to run the business, that whole thing.
Yeah, and this is the first time in decades that Sean has not done morning radio.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time in 20 years or so that he has not had to get up at the crack of dawn to do his job. And now he can spend more time and get the family ready and get the kids ready to go to school and all that, and just simply sleep in, because when I did it for many years, and I did morning radio and have done it basically from 1984 until a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it does, it takes, there's so much energy you put into the show during those hours in terms of preparation and then the exhilaration of the show itself. Then you get a chance to go to business meetings where you're falling asleep, or you go, or I'm on some boards and I go to those meetings. Oh, we'll have a meeting at 4 in the afternoon. I'm probably the least productive at those meetings, or have been for years. So it really does, for Sean, he's gonna kind of get his life back.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you know, Dan, we had a great response Friday when this announcement was made. We put a Facebook video up there. It was live. Lots of people obviously know who you are. They're excited about you moving over to this station. But you mentioned one of those comments that kind of stuck with you that came in there, and it said, "Who is he?"
Who is he? Yeah.
You had all these comments that said, "Oh yes, Dan, he's back in business. He's back on the radio." And then you have that one person, and that one person represents quite a few people.
Sure.
Well, who is Dan Brennan? So I'll save you the Miss America questionnaire that I actually had printed out here. Who is Dan Brennan?
That's a good question. Mrs. Brennan can't quite tell you. But anyway, moved here from Columbus, Georgia, been in radio, went to the University of Georgia. I grew up actually in New Jersey.
Mm.
But my brother Tom was a really good basketball player, and he was recruited by a lot of schools, including schools like NC State and Georgia. He chose Georgia, and that changed my life. I didn't know it at the time because he's 9 years my senior.
Mm.
But when it came to what's next after high school, I just made the move. I was one of 7 children, so it was kind of like, hey, man, when you're 19, you go figure it out.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'm going to go figure it out somewhere other than New Jersey. Ended up in Athens, Georgia, and I've never looked back. I mean, the South has been... I chose to move to the South, and now I've been down here most of my life, and big Georgia Bulldog fan, of course. Yeah, I know. And so anyway, a lot of people do know who I am, but for those who don't, you'll get to know me, day by day here on FM Talk 106.5, and I think we're going to have a good time.
I do, too. So this is Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and what a week for Dan to jump into the mix here. Of course, we've got COVID-19, which we've been talking about for months now, and looks like we're going to continue to talk about that for the next few months at a minimum. But then this week, you're back, and it's a good thing we have staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on call, because two storms in the Gulf at the exact same time. We'll talk about that a lot more coming up later in the hour, and then, of course, with Dr. Bill live at the bottom of the hour, we'll get in depth on these storms.
Okay.
Yeah, lots to talk about, though.
Let's talk about those storms here coming up, too.
We'll do that. No doubt.
Plus, Kane has got traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, still working in action off of Battleship Parkway, right in front of the battleship. Without injuries, state troopers are clear, and you'll still see a good ride coming across to Bayway. Daphne, Mobile Police Department, also clear with no delays northbound 65 for Bridger, Chickasaw to Saraland. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You know you can rent their carts for weddings, family gatherings, any special occasion, or buy a new or used car, too. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Does that mean we're supposed to talk again?
That little sounder there, that means, all right, the computer's done doing what it's doing. Okay. It's time for the live people to get back to work.
How about if I'm not ready? If the computer's ready for me to be ready, but I'm not ready?
You could leave that, and we could have some dead air, which is always fun.
Yeah.
I've actually been a proponent of dead air for years. The more dead air, the better on radio.
But I've been an executor of dead air, for sure. And this is my first time back actually doing live radio. I won't get into how all that was, and it's my first time being live in the mornings in probably, I don't know, a lot of years. So, mm-hmm. There's a different level of urgency when you're broadcasting absolutely live. You've got a text line, you've got phone lines, we have a lot of things going on here that the music could always come to the rescue in my former employer.
Right.
Because it was a music station. You're confused, you're not sure exactly what's going to happen next. You say, high today of 79, here's Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
And you escape any calamity. But here, it's different.
Yeah, you got to have stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
And the good news for us is there's plenty to talk about.
A lot to talk about.
And this is in a way, this is kind of like a first date. And not necessarily for you and I, Dan. We had our first date months ago. But for the listener here.
We did, yeah.
This is kind of a first date. Here's who Dan Brennan is. Here's what the show is going to sound like. And I'll kind of tell you what the show's going to sound like from here on out. And it's kind of a lot like what you've been hearing since this station really started 11 years ago. We're going to do a lot of local news and talk about those local news topics. And, of course, in an election year, you can't escape it even in a non-election year, but we've got some national politics we'll get into. For instance, when we talk about the COVID numbers in the next half hour, the president yesterday made a big special announcement about an emergency declaration from the FDA, so we'll talk about stuff like that. But, of course, this week, a big week to be on the air because there's two tropical storm systems that have moved into our area. And Dan, I know you were keeping your eyes on the forecasts just like I was over the course of the weekend. And I think it was Friday, maybe even early Saturday, some of those models showed not just one of these storms, Marco, but both storms, Marco and Laura. It looked like they might be coming right to our area, or at least close.
Well, I like to joke that it looked like in the models that they had one going up Old Shell Road and the other one going up Cottage chill.
Yeah.
So it was like, what's happening here? How can this happen? In any event, things have changed.
Yeah, and both of those systems look like they're moving west now, and we do have better eyes on Tropical Storm Marco, which has been downgraded. I think it hit hurricane force there for a little while over the weekend. It has been downgraded back to a tropical storm, but and we'll go way more in depth with Dr. Bill coming up a little bit later, but just so you know, Tropical Storm Marco should be making landfall on the coast of Louisiana later this morning, maybe midday today, and from that, what we can expect here in our area is lots and lots of rain. We're on the East Coast. We've been seeing some of that already overnight, those bands that are moving around that storm. So we're going to have rain pretty much from here on out through the rest of the week. And then the good news for us, not so good news for those in Louisiana who will be experiencing Marco later today, but it does look like Tropical Storm Laura has the potential to move into, to become a pretty big storm. Dr. Bill Williams was saying possibly even a Category 3 by the time it makes landfall later this week. Not good at all. But that has also started to track westward. It looks like it'll make landfall as of right now, and a lot can change between now and Thursday. But right now it looks like Laura, which is the second system moving through the Gulf, could make landfall on the east coast of Texas and right there in the heart of Louisiana. So we've got our eyes on those two systems. What you can expect here is lots and lots of rain over the next 7 days or so. But staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will fill us in for certain coming up at the bottom of the hour.
So Fairhope makes the national news last Friday morning, not in a good way. That's part of the sports that Dalton has on the way.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from Pro Tint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Marco has been downgraded to a tropical storm less than a day after it had strengthened to a hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico. Marco is expected to approach Louisiana coast by this afternoon. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Laura caused at least 11 deaths in the Dominican Republic and Haiti while knocking out power and causing flooding on Sunday. Laura is forecast to move along Cuba's southern coast during the day before entering the Gulf of Mexico and heading toward the U.S. coast as a hurricane later this week. We expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey today about whether Tropical Storms Laura and Marco will impact Alabama's municipal elections. On Friday, the governor issued a statement saying until she feels more certain about an imminent threat of dangerous weather, the state will not make changes to the elections at this time. And red flags are flying on Pensacola Beach this morning ahead of Tropical Storm Marco. Rip currents and heavy surf are present as the eye of the storm makes its way towards southeast Louisiana. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Here in Alabama, we believe in the sanctity of life, and we expect our senators to represent our pro-life values in Washington. But that's not how Senator Doug Jones has voted. Senator Jones joined liberal D.C. politicians like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against ending federal funding for Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion provider. He voted against a permanent ban on taxpayer funding of abortion. Senator Jones even voted against a bill to ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks. It's time for Senator Jones to change course and protect life. Call Senator Doug Jones, 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-1966, the Protecting Life and Taxpayers Act of 2019. Vote to end taxpayer funding of abortion. Stop voting with D.C. liberals. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
719 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Norwood. Sports Report.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alabama high school football
yeah,
has
baby.
Officially returned. I think I need another yeah, baby, with high school
yeah,
football
baby.
Being back.
Yeah,
there it is.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And yeah, less than 2 weeks away from the University of South Alabama and Southern Miss kicking off the college football season. How about that? But this week, it was all about high school. Over Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 264 teams in our state began what's sure to be a very strange 2020 football season. And there were a few outstanding performances in our area. Duke University quarterback commit Riley Leonard led Fairhope to a 45-34 win over Spanish Fort. Leonard had two touchdown passes, two rushing touchdowns, and a 48-yard touchdown reception on Thursday night. Unfortunately, that was all overshadowed by the game making national news on CBS this morning on Friday. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. UMass Wright stretched their state-leading win streak to 34 in a 24-6 Friday night win over Baker. Our very own Dan Brennan and Jim Cox were on the call for that game. Robertsdale beat Foley for the first time in nearly 16 years. And the Orange Beach High School Makos got their first ever victory in their first ever game with a 35-20 win over J.F. Shields. Coming up this Friday, Baldwin County will be in the nation's spotlight as St. Paul's will travel to Spanish Fort for a game that will be televised on one of the ESPN networks. Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin each won NASCAR Cup Series races over the weekend and continue to stretch their lead as the top two drivers this season. Hamlin won his sixth Cup Series race on Saturday in the first part of a weekend doubleheader at Dover. It was capped with Harvick's seventh win of the season on Sunday.
Sometimes we don't have the fastest car, but we have, you know, guys that are willing to just suck it up. And when we have a weak link on that day, somebody else is going to carry the team.
The Cup Series regular season finale is set for Saturday night at Daytona International Speedway. Final three playoff spots of the 16-driver postseason field will be determined under the Daytona lights. 721, that is a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. But regarding that game from Thursday night, that Fairhope game.
Yeah, so Channel 5 goes over there and covers the game, and they end up with some video that looks like it's out of step with what's going on nationally with social distancing and mask wearing and all that at the game, because it doesn't look like anybody is distanced. It doesn't look like the student section, anybody has a mask on. I don't know if that was accurate or not. The pictures I saw, that's what I saw. So there was a lot of frustration with that, and a lot of embarrassment with that, actually. And then I think the frustration kind of boiled over with Coach Mark Lasseter and Corey LeBounty kind of giving the piece of their mind about all this, about how we need to act so these kids can play. This was on the Prep Sports Report on Saturday.
That's right. Yesterday morning, here's Coach Lasseter and LeBounty talking about that game.
You know, right now, like at a volleyball game we had the other night, there was 24 places for our parents, 24 places for McGill's parents. That's all that came. They had to sit together and everybody had to have masks on. You know what? Everybody did it. Everybody did it. They did what they were asked to do. It's tough at a football game. I get it. People want to watch Fairhope and Spanish Fort play. They want to watch. And we lost sight of the great game that Riley Leonard had. What a great ball. We lost sight of that because all we could talk about was what happened in the stands. What happened. And so Corey and I talked about that a little. He's got some views on it, too.
Well, Coach, I just want everyone to be responsible and accountable, because if you don't want to be responsible in regards to coming into a stadium with the mask mandate on, just go ahead and watch it on television. Just stay at home, because, again, Coach Lasseter started this segment saying there's no greater joy than to sit and watch your children or your niece or your grandchildren or whoever it may be that you're going to pay your hard-earned dollar to watch and support, to be able to do that. There were some schools this week, Blount and Vigor, who didn't get that opportunity. They had to sit and go in quarantine and couldn't participate. And I guarantee that hurt their parents, that hurt their coaches, and that's something we don't want to see.
That was Corey LeBounty and Mark Lasseter on Saturday's Prep Sports Report.
What I loved about that was it wasn't easy to say what they said. We all have a lot of friends who are administrators, who are coaches, who maybe in some way had been responsible for some of that behavior. But they said it, and that they should be applauded for that. We've got some storms that we're not applauding at all, except for the fact that the direction is not going to be so devastating for us. Dr. Bill's got more on that a little after the top of the hour.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, this is Jack Burrell. I'm running for Fairhope City Council, Place 1. I'm asking the citizens of Fairhope for your vote for re-election on August the 25th. As your city council president for the last 8 years, I will continue to serve each and every citizen of Fairhope. I promise to support needed improvements to our wastewater, water, electrical, and natural gas systems. Continue to lead the way in fiscal responsibility, lead the fight to maintain the unique character and beauty of Fairhope, and ask the difficult questions and tackle the most difficult issues in a fair and impartial way. I'm deeply rooted in Fairhope, having served as a volunteer and public servant for over 2 decades. An Alabama Advanced Certified Municipal Official, a member of the Fairhope Airport Authority, a member of Fairhope Industrial Development Board, Vice Chairman of the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization, fighting to keep a toll-free option across Mobile Bay. Like me, Jack Burrell, on Facebook at Jack for Fairhope, that's F-O-R, or visit me at jackforfairhope.com. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jack Burrell, P.O. Box 1934, Fairhope, Alabama 36533. Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 1065. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, we've had a great start so far, but showers are starting to move through. Mobile Police Department wrapping up the accident at the 1065 split, and again at the Battleship Parkway right in front of the Battleship. State troopers are clear. They've got radar near the Loxley exit as they're wrapping up an accident from earlier. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Throne Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, ready for lunch today. Pork chops, roast beef, the meatloaf for shrimp dinners, and what they're known for. All their free pass arounds and all the Throne Rolls you can catch. Highway 59 in Foley. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. Did you make it through the speed traps on the way down to the beach?
I did.
Watch
I got
it.
A ticket at every one of them.
I spoke in Robertsdale one time and they said, hey, Dan, we're going to give you a free lunch. I said, you owe me at least a lunch. Years of taking the family down to the beach and either getting the ticket or barely avoiding the ticket, but anyway. And be careful when you get down to the beach, too, with the surf. It's not good right now.
Yeah, not good at all. But, you know, speaking of the Gulf, some good news for local anglers, recreational anglers. You know, this red snapper season, we talk about it all the time. Is red snapper season in? Is it out?
Yeah.
Are they going to shorten it? Are we going to have more time to fish? Well, they ended red snapper season quite a bit early this year, and that's because so many people were, in my opinion, on quarantine, not working. They had a time to get out in the boats and go fish, and we thought we filled our quota pretty early for red snapper in the Alabama Gulf. But the ADCNR came out on Saturday and said, hey, 3 more days of red snapper season for you local anglers. It's going to start on October 10th at exactly 12:01 a.m., so I'm sure people will have the boats ready to roll early October 10th, and it'll run through midnight October 12th. So 3 extra days of snapper season. That's great news. Of course, 2-limit fish. You can only get 2 and have to be at least 16 inches, but I know lots of people are happy to see the red snapper season is back for at least one weekend.
I don't know how they police all that. Like, if somebody's going out at 11:37 the night before, you get to midnight and end up with 3 red snappers, but I guess they are able to police all that?
Right? Yeah.
Dr. Bill and the latest from the tropics and from the Gulf of Mexico coming up.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Marco has been downgraded to a tropical storm less than a day after it had strengthened to a hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico. Marco is expected to approach Louisiana coast by this afternoon. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Laura caused at least 11 deaths in the Dominican Republic and Haiti while knocking out power and causing flooding on Sunday. Laura is forecast to move along Cuba's southern coast during the day before entering the Gulf of Mexico and heading toward the U.S. coast as a hurricane later this week. We expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey today about whether tropical storms Laura and Marco will impact Alabama's municipal elections. On Friday, the governor issued a statement saying until she feels more certain about an imminent threat of dangerous weather, the state will not make changes to the elections at this time. And red flags are flying on Pensacola Beach this morning ahead of tropical storm Marco. Rip currents and heavy surf are present as the eye of the storm makes its way towards southeast Louisiana. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
A storm surge warning is up from Morgan City, Louisiana to Ocean Springs, Mississippi at this hour. Tropical storm Marco is approaching Louisiana for an expected landfall around midday, but forecaster Ped from Javahiri says it is weakening.
Marco now a tropical storm. We do expect some changes, though, within this forecast and within the next couple of days. We think by Monday night, it skirts off the southern coast there of Louisiana. By Tuesday, possibly kind of paralleling the coast of western Louisiana into eastern Texas and weakens across that region, maybe even just rains itself out before it ever makes landfall in the region.
Tropical storm Laura, meanwhile, is forecast to move along Cuba's southern coast during the day before entering the Gulf of Mexico and heading toward that same stretch of U.S. coast later this week. The Associated Press reports thousands of oil and gas operations and other sites have won government permission to stop monitoring for hazardous emissions because of the coronavirus. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Retailers are trying to ramp up their digital investments as fast as shoppers are moving online. Home Depot, Nestle, AutoNation, and others are accelerating their e-commerce efforts, resetting operations they expect to continue even once the pandemic subsides. E-commerce has been a bright spot amid the upheaval in the retail sector since the spring, and digital capabilities have marked the difference between continuity and collapse for many merchants. U.S. e-commerce sales are forecast to grow 18%. To $709 billion this year, representing a record 14.5% of total retail sales. 10 months ago, the resurrected Toys R Us brand made news when it announced an e-commerce partnership with Target. Last month, Toys R Us and Target quietly ended that partnership. Now, toys featured on the Toys R Us website have a click-to-buy link to Amazon. The last time Toys R Us partnered with Amazon for e-commerce, it led to a lawsuit. On Wall Street, futures pointing to strong gains at the opening bell. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Shopping should be fun, but that's tough when you're worried about credit. At Aaron's, we make it quick and easy. Before you go, head to apply.aarons.com to discover your leasing power. You'll immediately know how much you're approved to lease to own. Just apply from your phone or computer, then visit your local Aaron's to shop top brands like Samsung and GE with the confidence of knowing you're already approved. Aaron's, easy, beautiful, affordable. Approval is valid only at assigned store location. Not all stores participating. Approval is not guaranteed. Some restrictions apply.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
He's pretty good at what he does, and he was doing it for decades, even before I met Dr. Bill in 1995 at a former place of employment.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Bill, we certainly, and welcome back to my life. I've been listening to you, but a chance to work together again is pretty amazing and a great pleasure.
Well, good morning, Dan.
So we're looking at two storms. Obviously, they are to the west of us, or at least one is, and one is heading in that direction. Break it down.
Yeah, we've got a tropical storm to the south of us now that has weakened during the night, and that is Marco. It is making a turn to the northwest now, and that's going to take it over to southeastern Louisiana today, where it'll make landfall. And then it'll continue on a westerly track and actually may come out over water a little bit, but it'll head toward Texas, and it'll continue to decrease in intensity, but it will be a rainmaker for the southern portion of Louisiana. And it's going to be a rainmaker here today because we had a line of showers move across the bay, now affecting Mobile County, and then a large area of showers and embedded thunderstorms off the coast of northwest Florida, and actually onshore too, and that is kind of moving in our direction. So we're going to see showers and a few thunderstorms today. The wind will be out of the northeast around 15 to 20 miles per hour, and it'll be quite gusty down along the coast. We also are looking to another storm that is over, just along the south coast of Cuba. And that particular storm, which is a tropical storm right now, Laura, and it's going to move into the southeastern Gulf within the next 12 to 18 hours. And once it gets into the Gulf, then it will reorganize and become a hurricane. And it may become a very strong hurricane by the time it makes landfall. And that will be in the on the Louisiana coast, really the western portion of the Louisiana coast, and that'll be Wednesday night and early Thursday. It looks like it'll become a Category 2 hurricane, but could possibly get as high as a Category 3. So we're looking at winds of 120 to 130, near 130 miles per hour. That's a possibility. Now, it's going to be far away from us and way over in Louisiana. But we will get more showers and thunderstorms associated with that particular storm, and that will be for Wednesday and Thursday. And we'll see some gusty winds, but that's not going to be a real problem for our area. As for today, as I mentioned, showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the 80s. Tonight, more showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s. And then tomorrow, even though Marco is to the west of us, we're going to see more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, with a high in the upper 80s. And then the rest of the week, well, Wednesday, the next storm moves into Louisiana, and it showers and thunderstorms and breezy on Wednesday, upper 80s. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, more showers and thunderstorms, although there'll be more during the afternoon hours, and the highs will be in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. Now, the problem is that once Laura moves inland, then on up through Tennessee and out toward the eastern seaboard, we're going to be left with a lot of warm, moist air and very high humidity. And that means that we're in for those scattered to numerous thunderstorms for the second half of the week.
So, Dr. Bill, it looks and sounds to me like, and let's talk about Marco here before I ask you about Laura again in just a second. So, quote-unquote landfall for Marco, and it looks like it's going to ride west, right there along the Louisiana coast. When could we expect that quote-unquote landfall? And you said we're going to, in our area specifically, just have lots and lots of rain from that system.
Yeah, that particular storm, Marco, should make landfall a little west of the mouth of the Mississippi River in Louisiana, and that'll occur this afternoon or early this evening. And as I mentioned, it'll continue to move basically along the Louisiana coast as it heads west. And but the showers and thunderstorms are mostly on the eastern side of Marco, and they've been displaced well away from the center. And so as the center moves on through Louisiana, then all the rest of that rain will kind of glide over into our area. And that's going to give us those showers and thunderstorms for today, tonight, and tomorrow. And then the rest of the rain comes in with the next storm for Wednesday and Thursday.
So, Laura, is there still a possibility? I know right now it looks like it'll be a Louisiana landfall in a few days. Is there a possibility it moves further eastward?
I can't rule that out completely, but it looks as though It's going to be a Louisiana storm, or particularly a western Louisiana. But again, we can never rule it out because it has to reorganize after going across Cuba and the higher mountains of Hispaniola. So it's kind of disorganized, but there's enough of a circulation that once it gets out into the open waters of the Gulf, it should get its act together.
There could be other disturbances that are going to get their act together too over the next several months, right, Doc? We have a long ways to go. Yes.
It seems that we're getting worn out already, and it's still in August. The peak of hurricane season is the middle of September, and that begins then the second half of the season, which takes us through September and October. And this year, I wouldn't be surprised if we see plenty of activity even into November.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. That is Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams of Mobile Mornings and FM Talk 106.5. You know, with Dr. Bill, like you were saying, he's not one to ever really get too excited about things or try and predict or project too early on, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, we're not about the panic headlines,
right?
Like you see on so many news stations, and we are news stations, but that's what we like to bring is the news. So late last week when you know, it looked like it was possible that both of these storms, like you said, one looked like it was heading up Old Shell and one was going to hit Cottage Hill.
That's what I thought.
And things changed. And that's why staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams is so great.
We never got that information from Dr. Bill, by the way. That was from other sources, right?
That's exactly right.
On the way, the COVID numbers that Dalton generally has been giving earlier in the hour, because it's a brand new show today, an explanation of what we're trying to do, we move that to after the Dr. Bill's forecast. So the latest on COVID-19 is on the way with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwick on FM Talk 106.5.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source. Hey, talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and businesses opening back up. What can y'all do to help them get things cleaned up around those businesses and get people in that front door?
Well, like you said, we can start with just a cleanup and maybe just a tweak in the design to kind of get people excited about coming through the front door and freshen up the look of the building. But we don't really stop there either. We really kind of take an approach towards how efficient is the maintenance going to be, and an eye towards ongoing maintenance and care. So we really have a strong background, as you know, in maintenance. So we take a look at from there as well.
We know the exterior of our business is a reflection on what we do, so it's more important than ever to make sure we're inviting people in and we got a place that looks great.
Exactly, and we're here to help them with that.
All right, tell us how to get in touch with y'all and get these services right away.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning, everyone. With the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center again, you'll see Cottage Hill and Leroy Stevens. They've got an accident without injuries. Watch your speed. Officers have been working the radar in the school zones again, back down to 20 miles an hour. State troopers are still clear and looking good across the Bayway of the Causeway. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Throw Rolls. Highway 59 and Foley, ready for lunch today. Roast beef, barbecue ribs, the pork chops, and what they're known for, all the Throw Rolls you can catch. That's just 20 minutes south of I-10 in Foley. It's Lambert's Cafe. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, with the blessings of Sean Sullivan, by the way.
That's right.
I think that this, you know, he's tied up in the closet. That's not the case. He's happy to be able to sleep in, and, you know, the way that works.
Well, he could be tied up in the closet, but that was not our doing.
No, we didn't do that, right. The guy that robbed him did that. So anyway, COVID numbers and the trends are better, right?
Yeah, they're looking good. And, you know, we give these COVID numbers and have given them every single weekday morning since, man, I can't remember if we started in March or April, but it was very early on in this process. And we do have more good news today after we've had some good news over the last couple of weeks. Nationally now, 5.6 million total cases of coronavirus and nearing 169,000 deaths due to COVID-19. But nationally, the number of daily new cases continues to fall. We're averaging around what we were averaging back on June 30th right now, and the number of hospitalized patients as low as it's been since July 5th. Also, the percentage of people testing positive is as low as it's been in 2 months. Unfortunately, testing has dipped a little bit. Over 650,000 tests are being performed daily. At our peak for testing, we were up closer to 820,000 tests per day. But finally, America averaging fewer than 1,000 deaths per day over the last week. That's for the first time that's happened since July 29th. And Dan, hopefully we'll continue to see the number of daily deaths fall along with those numbers of cases and hospitalizations, which have been quite a bit lower over the last several weeks. Now, in Alabama, we have 110,000 confirmed cases in the state, and 1,944 have died due to COVID-19. Across the state, the number of new cases is the lowest it's been since late June as we continue down from the peak we had in mid-July. We're now averaging over 10,000 tests per day. That's about 3,000 tests lower than our peak from last week. But current hospitalizations and daily deaths across Alabama, the lowest they've been since mid-July. That's some outstanding news. And then locally, you look here at Mobile and Baldwin counties, new cases are way down. Mobile is averaging 74 new cases per day, Baldwin County averaging 27 per day. That's right around what we were seeing at the end of June. Now, hospitalizations were up last week over the week prior, but still lower than what we were seeing in July and early August. Locally, in Mobile and Baldwin counties, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day since mid-July. Really hoping to see that number begin to drop and drop here soon. So that's a look at COVID-19, not only here locally, but across the state and the rest of the nation.
As I've been behind the scenes and sitting in for the past few weeks, one thing that's really impressed me is that Dalton has taken this upon himself, not just to report about COVID-19 and give us rundown and breakdown and numbers, but really the breakdown of it and the trends and what they mean, because some of those numbers, after a while, they just fly at us and we're not sure. Well, how is that as compared to yesterday or week to week? And it's hard to keep up with it. I try to on my phone, go to certain websites and everything like that, but the fact that you have put it upon yourself to explain it all to us, I know I appreciate it.
Well, and thank you for that, Dan. But it's tough to see the forest from the trees, like you said, when you're looking at those daily numbers, and especially when you turn on the nightly news and they're leading with the, you know, the most panic-inducing headline they can lead with, because that's what draws eyes.
Yeah.
We want to put out the good news, but we also put out the bad news regarding COVID-19 when that comes around. But right now, it's some pretty good news. We're continuing down the curve from that peak we hit last month, not only in the nation but here, and things could change. But we'll be right here on Mobile Mornings to let you know when they do.
Well, let's just be safe. Let's just continue to socially distance and wear the mask where we need to, and let's see if we can't drive these numbers down even further.
Yeah, let's knock it out completely.
How about, speaking of driving down the numbers, there was a guy on the golf course the last few days who did that.
Yeah, Dan, when was the last time you shot 30 under par over 4 rounds?
It's been 2 or 3 years, maybe?
Well, there's
it's been
one,
a while.
One golfer on the PGA Tour who shot 30 under and won this weekend. I'll let you know about that coming up in sports. And also a big-time game winner in an NBA game yesterday that you don't want to miss.
Yeah, we saw that together, kind of, sort of. You saw it at your house. I saw it at mine, and we were texting each other about that.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Big-time winner.
Sports is on the way.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results, treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Marco has been downgraded to a tropical storm less than a day after it had strengthened to a hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico. Marco is expected to approach Louisiana coast by this afternoon. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Laura caused at least 11 deaths in the Dominican Republic and Haiti while knocking out power and causing flooding on Sunday. Laura is forecast to move along Cuba's southern coast during the day before entering the Gulf of Mexico and heading toward the U.S. coast as a hurricane later this week.
We expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey today about whether tropical storms Laura and Marco will impact Alabama's municipal elections. On Friday, the governor issued a statement saying until she feels more certain about an imminent threat of dangerous weather, the state will not make changes to the elections at this time. And red flags are flying on Pensacola Beach this morning ahead of tropical storm Marco. Rip currents and heavy surf are present as the eye of the storm makes its way towards southeast Louisiana. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
The Subaru A Lot to Love event celebrates all the reasons a Subaru is the best value choice on the road today. Kelly Blue Book says Subaru is the most trusted brand for the last 6 years. Now through August 31st, take advantage of the 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subarus. Come experience the Kobe difference on the I-65 service road or online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at RoyLewisConstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning, 751 FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In golf, Dustin Johnson crushed the competition in the first round of the PGA Tour playoffs. Johnson finished the Northern Trust tourney at 30 under par and defeated his closest competitor, Harris English, by 11 strokes.
Flat out, performed, outplayed, outputted everybody.
Yes. Dustin domination. Takes the title at the Northern Trust by 11 shots.
Yeah, here's my impression of the crowd there.
Yeah.
Great round.
Like I said, it was two groundskeepers and a caddy. He did it in front of the smallest crowd in the history of golf.
Yeah.
And he had one of the greatest rounds ever.
What a tournament.
It was on TV, so we got to watch it.
There was that.
Yeah.
Only three PGA golfers have ever finished 30 under in a round.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, you've got Johnson yesterday, Jordan Spieth back in 2004, and Ernie Els actually holds the record. He shot 31 under in Hawaii back in 2003. But Johnson's now won 22 PGA tournaments, and with that win, he's returned to number one in the FedEx Cup and world rankings. So now the top 70 ranked golfers will play in this week's BMW Championship, after which the top 35 will play in the season-ending Tour Championship. Mobile's Robbie Shelton, Pensacola's Bubba Watson, former Crimson Tide star, you might have heard of him, Justin Thomas, and yes, Tiger Woods will all play in this week's event. So big things on the horizon for golf.
One of my friends, Scott Davis, who runs BMW Mobile, does he get to go? Does he get to stand with the caddies and the groundskeepers? They let anybody in for these things.
I think all he needs is one of those green caddy get-ups that he puts around his shirt.
Oh, you want him to sneak in?
Yeah, he can just sneak in.
Scott, are you listening?
In the NBA playoffs, 21-year-old Dallas Mavericks superstar Luka Doncic had an historic game on Sunday, leading to a game-winning three-pointer to beat the LA Clippers in overtime.
Back to Doncic. Doncic pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Doncic wins the game at the buzzer!
And what a game from that 21-year-old. He scored 43 points with 17 rebounds and 13 assists. That came less than 2 days after he sprained his ankle in Game 3 of the series. Doncic, the youngest player in NBA history to record a 40-point triple-double in the playoffs. But more importantly for Dallas, the win evened up their series against the Clippers at 2 games apiece, and Game 5 is tomorrow night. 7:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum. Weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Spring Hill Avenue in Moffitt, also near Tillman's Corner and Snow Road. You're seeing heavier pockets of traffic. Got an accident just west of Schillinger Road on Cottage Hill starting to back up traffic, so be careful through there. But a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway with no delays. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art to books and clothing to oddity items like skulls and two-headed turtles, see them at SerpentsofBienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and I figured out my role in the show is I introduce other people who actually have something to say. Now, here again is my partner, Dalton Orwig.
Hey, well, you're damn good at it, Dan. You should. I think you got to.
I didn't know we could say that word.
Oh, okay. I don't know if we were allowed to, but I just did that.
I know. So, you're a rule breaker.
I think you got a future in this. I'll just let you know that. So, yeah, some big news over the weekend. We finally have, I guess, the first official candidate for the 2021 Mobile mayoral elections.
Yeah, I saw that.
And not a surprise to many, but Mobile City Councilman Fred Richardson on Saturday announced that he is running for mayor of Mobile. And the announcement officially came from his Facebook page. He set up, I went and visited it over the weekend, a new Fred Richardson for Mayor Facebook page. That's where he made the announcement. He said there will be an official announcement later today. So today, Monday, August 24th, they're going to make that official announcement at noon. Of course, if you've been listening to this station or been living in Mobile for any amount of time, you know who Councilman Fred Richardson is.
Sure.
In this copy here from Fox 10, they say also known as Mr. Moon Pie. Of course, we all know he founded Moon Pie over Mobile, and he did say, you know, going into this last term of his as a Mobile City Councilman, he said this will be the last time that he is a councilman. He will not be running for that spot again, but he is now running for mayor of Mobile coming up in 2021, and by my count, he is the first to jump into that fray. So I'm sure we could expect more on the local politics of that coming up over the next year or so, but I would assume, and I don't know for a fact, I imagine Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson will also be running for that seat that he already holds.
Mm-hmm.
So that could set up an interesting battle.
Oh, yeah.
And who knows who else might jump in over the next
year. And Mobile's the kind of city where you can just run into people. Like, you see Fred on the news and you see him in council meetings and he can bring a lot of attention to him himself and to the points he's trying to make. But, like, I run into Fred, at a grocery store.
Right.
And, you know, in the vegetable aisle. And when he's just kind of shopping for peppers and tomatoes, he's fine. He's a good guy. You know, so it's funny the way they take stances and promote themselves certain ways. But that's politics, right?
That's right. He put out those new campaign buttons with his announcement. He said, no vote, no hope, stay woke. And I'm sure the show that follows us, Jeff Poore, and the one that follows that, Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan, will go in-depth on this later today.
Yeah, we'll let them do that, right? It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, brand new show. But a lot of it is, you know, the way you're familiar with it. We've got news on the way now.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Marco has been downgraded to a tropical storm less than a day after it had strengthened to a hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico. Marco is expected to approach Louisiana coast by this afternoon. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Laura caused at least 11 deaths in the Dominican Republic and Haiti while knocking out power and causing flooding on Sunday. Laura is forecast to move along Cuba's southern coast during the day before entering the Gulf of Mexico and heading toward the U.S. coast as a hurricane later this week. We expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey today about whether tropical storms Laura and Marco will impact Alabama's municipal elections. On Friday, the governor issued a statement saying until she feels more certain about an imminent threat of dangerous weather, the state will not make changes to the elections at this time. And red flags are flying on Pensacola Beach this morning ahead of tropical storm Marco. Rip currents and heavy surf are present as the eye of the storm makes its way towards southeast Louisiana. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need